You know, we've concluded with our picks thus far. We're not going to take the opportunity to try to move back into the seventh round. Even though we're done selecting players with draft picks, this starts our process of the undrafted college free agents as soon as the draft's over. We're putting that process in place right now, working with the coaches. Coaches and the scouts are working together so that we can attack that once the draft finishes. To me, if you look back over the 3 days and what we've been able to do with our football team, you all knew the areas that we wanted to address, and I think we've been able to do it with the people that the young men that we've drafted thus far. Courtney, starting with him, and then Kale, and then from Kale to Pierce, and from Pierce to Gino, from Gino to Christian. And I'm trying to see if I can do this without looking. Who's after Christian?
Asa.
And Asa, exactly. And it's been a long 3 days, so I'm going to just look. Tommy Streeter, and then D'Angelo Tyson. And, you know, they all come with different skills. I think they all will vie to make the 53. And we've talked about, I guess, the first three and the other guys, beginning with Gino. Gino allows us the opportunity of a guy that can be a guard and a center. And, you know, we know the importance of that when you and John has to put the 45-man roster together on Sunday to have someone that can play guard but then also can be a center and get you out of a game. And then you go down to Christian. Again, we've taken the whole offseason to improve on our special teams to get another defensive player that can run and hit. And that's what Christian can do. And Asa, you never have too many corners. And he does have some punt return skills in his background, and he will get the opportunity to do that. And a size speed receiver, 6'4", over 200 pounds, and ran 4.3 at the combine, you know. And that you get someone like that, our coaches are really, really happy to work with a guy. And then to finish up with a defensive lineman, another area where you just don't ever have too many players. So it's been a successful 3 days from our standpoint, but we really won't know up until we get them on the field. Eric?
I think just I'm excited that we're able to fortify the offense and the defense. You know, four players on offense, four players on defense. It's a nice balanced draft. We didn't try to do that, but I think, you know, if you talk to the offensive coaches, they would be very happy about what we were able to do. And I think the defensive coaches would be very excited about what we've done. And, you know, as Ozzie alluded to, we're in the middle of undrafted free agency. Joe's up there with the scouts right now with Coach Harbaugh organizing that. So we'll get a chance to bring some really good players on the back end. And there's still a lot of good players out there. You know, when the hunt goes on, we'll continue to look at players that are available on the streets, free agents, undrafted free agents, street free agents, unrestricted free agents. We'll get a chance to look at those guys and build the best team for September.
No, not really. You know, it came off in a certain way. You know, I think Eric and I, we had a number. We always have a set number of picks, and I think this may be the first time. I knew our top 100 players got picked, you know, and it was close to the other 150 of them got picked. And we normally don't have that, but that's the type of draft that we had this year where, you know, our board was very similar to the other 31 other clubs.
Ozzie, you drafted three smaller school prospects. Did it just happen to be they were the best players on your board, or has there been some sort of shift in, you know, the way you guys, you know, kind of put your net out there in terms of the draft?
I think it's the latter. You know, we go into the small schools and do the same amount of work as we do the big schools. You know, our quarterback is a small school guy. But if you take, Gino went to the University of West Virginia and decided to transfer to to Delaware, you know, for the reasons that he did. So, but our scouts, I mean, when they go into the Delaware or the Cal Poly or South Carolina State, it's just like when they go into Ohio State, Maryland, or Alabama.
Ozzie, can you take us through the next step? You talked about calling the undrafted guys and bringing them in. Will that begin on Monday? And when collectively will you have the rookies back again inside the building?
Well, no, we will start the process of calling the undrafted guys once the draft is over. You know, that's when, you know, everybody know who's available, and all 32 clubs will be doing the same thing. So this is probably a mass recruiting period, you know, for the agents and for the players. I think John will have his mini camp, a rookie mini camp, the weekend of the 11th, I think. Yes, that's when we will get the opportunity to get them out on the field. And see what we have.
By Monday, will you have an idea, or will this process still be going on Monday?
Well, Tim, will we be finished with the undrafted? We think we'll be finished, but up until we get them in, get a physical on them, and get them under contract, they're not ours. So they'll be committed, but they won't be ours.
Eric, Christian Thompson, of course, his positional flexibility coming to him because he's a big play up in the line of scrimmage, also fast guy, plays in center
field. Well, I think he can do both very well. You know, I think he was the fastest safety at the combine. We look at him as a real physical guy, the kind of, you know, safety that we like. He'll come up and really hit you. Can also play in the back end. We love him as a special teams guy, no doubt. You know, we lost a couple good players this year at safety who were good special teams players for us. And Christian was a player that we identified early. I think he was probably one of our favorite defensive players, certainly one of the favorite defensive players on our board, on the coaches' board this year, and we're excited to get him.
Another question on him. He left Auburn. What kind of information were you able to gather as you looked at Auburn and also talk with him?
Well, you know, I think we have great scouts, and they do, I think, as good a job as anybody in the league at getting information. We take a lot of pride in that. And I think one of the advantages we had in Christian's case is Joe Ortiz went to Auburn. We have great connections there. And also Andy Waddell, there's no better get information guy than Andy Waddell. So I think we were able to get a lot of information. Also, Christian's a guy that came to Baltimore. We spent some time with him here. He spent time with our coaching staff and also with our scouts, with Ozzie and Coach Harbaugh. We feel really good about him. We know he's a good kid, and we know he's a good football player.